take it away.
I represent the rent that's too damn high party. People working 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week, some a third job. Why? The rent is too damn high. The people I'm here to represent can't afford to pay the rent. Cause rent is too damn high. The people here laid off right now, can't even afford lunch and dinner. Only a governor like the father of a house can put everything in control. The bottom line is the economic state of emergency is the way to go. It's the way to go. Go. This will reduce the cost.
And there you have it. This is Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody for listening. Make sure you go to SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest videos, all the latest podcasts is definitely up. Make sure you follow me on Twitter. It's at Sean Green Show. And also, if you want to follow me on Facebook, it's Sean Green Show Media. That song you heard right there, The Rent Is Too Damn High. If you guys don't know who this guy is, you guys probably had your head in a hole somewhere. Jimmy McMillan, in 2010, he ran for governor of New York, and he ran under the Rent Is Too Damn High party. And he's joining me right now on the Super Celebrity Hotline. Hey, how are you?
Well, I'm about to get evicted from an apartment because I've been investing my time in stopping people from New York from getting evicted. And I had attorneys handling this for me, and they did a very bad job at it. So I'm asking about 10,000 people to send a dollar to the Rent Is Too Damn High party, donate a dollar to the Rent Is Too Damn High party website to give me the resources that I need to continue a legal fight, not only in New York, but to help give people information on how to get the elected officials that are not doing anything for you out of office. And just to part of rebuilding America, modifying this country to work for the people. Right now, America is not a country for the people. It's a country for corporations. And something needs to be done, and that's what I need to focus to send a dollar donation to rentistoodamnhigh.org.
Now, Jimmy, you mentioned you were helping people pay their rent. How are you helping people pay their rent?
No, not helping them pay their rent. I'm helping them fight eviction. Like right now, I've been spending my money and time helping other people. Now, I thought I had an attorney team on my team looking out for me, and they let it get to the point where we are in the red and about to get evicted on the 5th of February. But as I investigated further, it wasn't the rent money. It's the landlord want me out of this apartment building, being 68, for more rent, so they can get more rent.
Basically what he wants to do, he wants to raise your rent up. And since you're paying, it's reported at $872 a month.
I love you already because you hit it right on the head.
Right, you're paying $872, so the landlord figures, okay, I can get probably $1,200 for that apartment.
No, that's too low. They can get $3,600 a month. Area where I live at, the rent is $2,600 and $3,600 a month.
Okay.
And they just sold a building apartment. $1 million in New York, so it's moving up pretty fast.
So he's trying to get you out so he can raise it up to what he thinks is the market value of that apartment. And it was $3,600. Now has he come to you and said, hey, if you can afford, and I know you wouldn't pay it, but has he come to you and said, hey, if you're willing to pay the $3,600, I'll let you stay. Has he came to you with that or no?
No, he offered me $80,000. I'm a Vietnam veteran. You can't buy me. I'm a Vietnam vet. Come on, man. I got people who need people to fight. Everybody in New York, like Sheldon Silvers and Alan Eversy, they've been accepting bribes and money. And this is what's wrong with the country now. When somebody offers you money, you jump right in it because you really think you need it. And people need to stop doing that because people are sellouts.
So you're telling me he came to you and offered you $80,000 to move out, and when you refused to do it, he evicted you.
That's what he wants. You got it right on the head. That's right.
Wow. I mean, me personally, I probably would have took it, but that's me. I can't.
Look where you live at $80,000 in New York and won't last you 1 month.
Yeah, it definitely would. So, I mean,
what about the children? You would take that. What about the children, your grandchildren? Do you care about them? Will you take the kind of money that's looking out for you? But what about their future? You're taking them away from an apartment where they were born and raised at, and they can't come back and see grandpa and grandma no more? You don't ever do that. Don't even say that again. But I think that's showing you that I don't mean no disrespect, but don't bend over for money, man. That doesn't work like that. And I'm a Vietnam veteran. A lot of veterans never came home alive, and they have families that are getting evicted on a daily basis. you can't buy me because I supposed to came home dead too, and I didn't come home dead. But now that I'm alive, you got to show some. Like, I remember when I couldn't eat in the white restaurant. Remember those people who got on the front line bitten by dogs? Now look at me. I can eat any way I want to eat. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Don't take my...
Oh, no problem, no problem. So for the record, you was paying the $872. You wasn't, like, behind on the rent at all. It's just that
He just wanted to take your
$872.
Oh, he want me out of here. He don't like chocolate. Let me tell something else I didn't tell nobody. In 2009, he wouldn't give me a key to get into the building after he changed the lock. The judge ordered him to give me a lock in a court order. I have the paper. I showed it to the press all day. He refused to give me a car because I don't like to talk racial talk. He don't like no Negroes in his building. That's the bottom line. I kept that out of my mouth because I didn't want it to be a personal issue between me and a landlord who don't like chocolate, which I call it. I said, let me leave that out. But the bottom line is he wouldn't give me a key. I still don't have a key to get into the building. The only way I get into the building, my son went into the Army in 2012, and I have his key.
The question is
that there's a lot involved in him getting me out of here. There's a lot of people up here. I don't know what race you are, but there's a lot of people up here who do not like Negroes.
Wow. Where are you staying now? Are you, like, out on the street, or are you in that same apartment?
No, I'm still in the apartment. I haven't got evicted. I won't get evicted until the 5th of February.
And all the utilities are paid. Everything is paid in full.
I'm looking at TV right now while I talk to you.
I mean, it's crazy because I couldn't. And when I first heard the story, you know, the first thing that comes to people's mind when they read the story is that you were just behind on the rent. But when you actually break down the entire story, it's just that, you know, the landlord won't take that $872.
No. The landlord did not take 18 months of my rent.
No. Oh, so he refused to take your rent for 18 months. And then once you're in
Right. Let me just say this real quick, because this is why I got involved with the renters too damn my party. And in 9/11, organized crime, Al Qaeda and them, they soaked themselves into the financial district. And the plan was to soak themselves into the financial district to take over. And I just want to say this for people who don't understand Al Qaeda and how they work. I'm an American defender, and I know they're still here. And they have bought businesses and corporations. They're running the business. They are raising the rent because they already want to capitalize and dominate on the real estate in America so they can basically own it. And this is what they have done. Sophisticatedly, they have done it. Nobody can catch on to what they're doing. And they have got so comfortable with everything going up. But there's a reason for it. And I caught them. There's a reason the prices are going up. My job as an American defender is to do the same thing they did, keep my mouth shut, find a way to get in there to stop them. So I'm getting evicted for the process because nobody understands what I and why I created Rent to Damn My Party, but it's for more reasons than people can be. It's to protect the American people away from Al Qaeda and what they have done. They are here, and they're not going anyplace. When you create a corporation in America, the corporation becomes a citizen, and they hide behind that corporation and create all these damages. So that could say, that's for another story that you do, but that's my main reason for running, creating the Rent to Damn My Party, to come in and stop what they're doing that nobody, not even Attorney General, not even the President of the United States can see, but I'm a war vet. I know what they're doing, and I know they're still here. And I'm just trying to find a way to do it my way, and I can catch them. Sheldon Silver's in the state of New York. He just got indicted, and he's going to prison. Remember what you thought about taking money? All of New York elected officials is nothing but crooks. They take money.
Right.
They call it bribes.
Now,
and I'm not going to do
it. Now, you have the rentstodamnhigh.org, and this is the site where you need people or you want to ask people to donate maybe a dollar or whatever they can to...
A dollar. That's right. When you click onto the shirt, there's a shirt.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. My question is, okay, people donate that dollar.
Right.
And is that to keep you from being evicted or...
No.
Okay.
All over America, you got the police officers killing people and you got people fighting with... All over America, we know what's wrong with this country. We just need to get information to the people. It's to help us get the literature for the people that's needed because I came here and people looked at me like a Saturday Night Live comic. They think that my whole message is a big joke. And I need to put that to rest and tell people that if we had the excess and necessities we needed to get the information to everyone in this country, America needs to start smiling. It's gotten to the point where it's scary to walk the streets. when the cops start killing innocent people, I'm a Vietnam veteran. How do you think I feel about that? I went to serve my fought for my country in another country. I fought for their freedom, and we don't even have freedom right here at home. So it goes beyond. It gives us the legal resources needed to help get the message out. But the people that who've been listened to has been totally dead wrong. Something is wrong with America, and someone needs to get America smiling again, and that is what we're here to do. But we can't do it by just on radio interviews and saying, okay, it's time to change. We need to get information to the country by putting ads in the newspapers and telling people how they need to reorganize within their city, towns, and counties to make America be America all over again.
Right.
That's what we need. That's what
so, when is the actual eviction date? What is the date that you have
February 5th.
February 5th.
They don't want the money because I offered them $11,000, almost $12,000. They gave it back to me. So they don't want the money. They want my black butt out of this apartment, out of this building.
Wow.
New York is a place where you hear a lot about, but there's a lot of racism in New York that I don't even care to share. I leave that to Al Sharpton. I just try to find a way to deal with on an electrical basis. Without blaming somebody, you put the right people in office, all of this can end tomorrow. But we're not voting to put the right people in office. We keep voting for Democrats and Democratic Party behind all this racism stuff because they want your vote. They don't want to help you. They just want your vote. I'm sorry, President Barack Obama, but he's a part of it because you voted for him, but he's not the Senate. You need the Senate and the House to get things and make things work. And we keep voting for these Democrats, and that's our problem. We need to change all of that. That's why the Rent Through Damn High Party exists to explain the way you vote. It's caused your problem.
So where will you go once you're evicted on the 5th?
Well, I'm in New York. I have friends. I have family here, and I have girlfriends. I'm not worried about that. I've spoken to them already. That's not a problem. I'm 68 years old. I'm 68 years of age, and plus I'm a Vietnam disabled veteran. I get $5,000 a month from the VA. I don't need a damn thing from nobody. I can find a place to live. I ain't worried about that.
Okay.
My job is not worried about me. Worried about the people getting evicted right now in housing court. 1,000 people got evicted in housing court. I like to talk about them instead of me. Where will they go? What will they do? They got children. They're sleeping in the park. They're sleeping in the homeless shelter on the floor. Roaches and rats are running in the children's mouths and sleeping in the children when the children go to sleep. It's not about me. I will find a place. I'm living good thanks to the United States Army.
Now, what about, you know, as far as once everything's said and done, are you going to go back into public service? Are you going to run for governor again? Are you going to run for mayor again?
What's going on? Well, I don't want to cut you off, but what you just said exactly. Matter of fact, I just told Wednesday tonight that I might put a bid in for president of the United States for 2016. What has happened to me propelled me to, because no one seems to know what I know. I'm not the smartest person in America, but the way people are acting right now, it seems as though I am. So I'm going to run for higher office because all of this is really making me angry because nobody can see the corruption in New York. If you can't see the corruption in New York, New Yorkers seem to be smarter than everyone in the country. The things that they're doing in Mississippi, Alabama, North Carolina, and Tennessee, and Georgia, you know, but you're voting. Look at the people you got in office. They're stealing it, and people are still voting for them. So something is wrong, and I'm here to get that right. I'm going to, even if I have to run for public office from a homeless shelter, I'm going to do it. And all of the people know I'm no different than you. You're suffering, and I'm here to let you know that you don't. It's not where you live. It's what you plan on doing with your life. Stop complaining about where you live. As a Vietnam veteran, there's a lot of soldiers who didn't come home at all. I came home. So I don't give a damn whether I'm homeless or not. I don't give a damn where I live or how I live. I don't care. I'm living good right now. But even though I don't have a roof over my head, it's not going to stop me. I slept on the ground in Vietnam for 3 years. I came home and nobody cared. People were spitting on us. But the question, I don't give a damn about me. I'm concerned about the grand little children who were just born yesterday and graduating from high school and college tomorrow. And that's my concern.
And there you have it. Jimmy McMillan, the Rent Is Too Damn High Party. Make sure you guys go to rentistoodamnhigh.org. That's rentistoodamnhigh.org. Send your donations there. Join the movement.
Wait a minute, I need you to do something. One more thing before you go. I need you to click on that shirt called Rent Is Too Damn High and look at what I just put on the website last week. Click on the shirt.
Oh, okay. You got Rent Is Too Damn High mugs. You got Rent Is Too Damn High.
Yeah,
you got all that stuff. It looks nice.
Now look at the price of those mugs. People asked me about the mugs. What happened? I went to Channel 7, ABC, NBC website, and they have mugs. Their mugs are $15. But I charged $12 for mine. So that's not high at all.
Their mugs are too damn high.
since I'm a celebrity now, people want a piece of history. I want them to order that mug to help us get the resources we need moving forward.
Make sure you guys visit that store. So definitely go to rentittodamnhigh.org. Click on the shirts. You find all the latest merchandise there. Jimmy, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And we'll be back right after this.